Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Why did Paul write to churches such as Corinth, Ephesus, Philippi, and Colossae? If you have read these and other writings of Paul, you know there were a number of reasons for his writing and for preaching to churches and to individuals. Paul preached Jesus Christ, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that, or in order that, he might present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:28. Paul continually emphasized in all his epistles the need for all of God's children to grow into Christian maturity. He agonized for the Colossians and for the Laodiceans and for others who had not seen his face in the flesh. Colossians 2:1. His desire for them was that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Colossians 2:2. As you can readily understand, that was a big order which Paul was striving to fulfill. Paul prayed that his brothers and sisters at Colossae and in other churches might have their hearts comforted. The word rendered comforted can be translated encouraged, exhorted, warned, and consoled. Any of these words might be appropriate in the context, but the word comforted seems to fit best. Paul used the word 29 times in his second letter to the Corinthians. I shall read just four verses where some form of the word is used. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them who are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. 2 Corinthians 1:3-6. The word consolation in these verses is from the same Greek word translated comforted. As we live in the midst of trials, temptations, and heartaches, we need the comfort which can come only from our Father in heaven. Who else knows why we have to endure these troubles? Who else can see the overall picture? Only God can assure us that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Only God can provide a heavenly home for all His children. Only God can fully comfort us when we are cast down. 2 Corinthians 7:6. May we all trust in God for the comfort we must have to live pleasantly and hopefully in this world. Paul's great concern for the Colossians was that their hearts might be knit together in love. The expression, knit together, means compacted, joined together, or being united. Can you think of any greater need among churches in our day than to have based on the truth of God's Word? Paul did not use the same Greek word in the following verse, but there is no doubt he had the same thought in mind. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Paul pled with the people in Ephesus to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We need to be united in Christ Jesus. Thank you very much for listening, and may God continue to bless you.